Welcome to episode 1196 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. And as we did all of last week, we will examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. The saying, God is good all the time. All the time God is good is a popular affirmation of faith, particularly prominent in many Christian communities, especially in African American churches where it often functions as a call and response. While there isn't a single definitive origin point, like a specific historical event or a verse directly stating it in this exact phrasing, its roots are deeply embedded in biblical teachings and theological concepts. Let's consider God's intrinsic goodness. The core idea that God is inherently good is a fundamental tenet of the Judeo-Christian faith. Numerous scriptures speak to God's goodness, mercy, and faithfulness. Examples include the following. Psalm 34 verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." Psalm 100 verse 5, "For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Nahum 1 verse 7, "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him." These are Jesus' words in Mark 10 verse 18. "Why do you call me good? No one is good, except God alone." Now, let's consider God's constancy. The all-the-time aspect emphasizes that God's goodness is not conditional or fleeting. It's a constant attribute, regardless of human circumstances, suffering, or perceived difficulties. This resonates with biblical themes of God's unchanging nature and enduring love. The Gaither song, "God is Good All the Time," often performed by the Gaither Vocal Band, is a straightforward, uplifting gospel song that echoes the popular saying. Its central message is a consistent affirmation of God's unchanging goodness, regardless of life's circumstances. The core of the song, repeated in the chorus, is the declaration that God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. It emphasizes that God's goodness is not conditional or intermittent, but a constant characteristic. The verses highlight that unlike human friends who might let us down or disappear when trouble arises, Jesus, representing God's constant presence, stays when others go, and will never leave your side. He is a faithful friend in stormy weather. The song also touches on God's active involvement in our lives, even in difficult situations. It speaks of calling on God in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain, and how he puts food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. It also offers comfort for those worried about a wayward child, affirming that God hears their prayers. The lyrics express that God's goodness puts a song of praise in this heart of mine, and that, through the darkest night, his light will shine. This suggests that even in trials, faith in God's goodness brings hope, and the ability to praise. The song reinforces the idea that God's love is everlasting, and his mercies will never end. It acknowledges human unworthiness as sinners, yet celebrates that God chose to die for humanity, and fill believers with his Holy Spirit, enabling them to testify to his love. The bridge often includes lines about not always understanding God's plans, but trusting that my life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. This emphasizes reliance on God's sovereign plan. In essence, the song is a joyful and simple anthem designed to reinforce the fundamental Christian belief in God's perpetual and faithful goodness, even amidst life's challenges, and to inspire a response of praise and trust. Let's get deep. Jesus, as God incarnate, is the ultimate demonstration of divine goodness in human form. His character is a living manifestation of God's unwavering nature. Jesus' interactions with the marginalized, lepers, outcasts, sinners, weren't just social acts. They were the outpouring of God's inherent goodness through him. His touch, healing, and welcome revealed a heart overflowing with divine kindness, proving God is good even in dire circumstances. His boundless grace, seen in his patience with disciples or his forgiveness on the cross,
"Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do,"
directly reflects God's constant good nature, always extending mercy and offering second chances. Jesus' unfailing truthfulness, even when dangerous, demonstrates the steadfast reliability and unwavering goodness of God, who is never deceitful. Jesus' ministry was the active expression of God's goodness, bringing light into darkness and reversing brokenness. Every miracle of healing or casting out demons was a tangible display of God's goodness, breaking into human suffering. By restoring sight or raising the dead, Jesus demonstrated the Father's good heart, actively mending what is broken. His ultimate act, the crucifixion, is the most profound revelation of God's goodness. While appearing as suffering, it was the greatest act of love, God giving his Son to reconcile humanity. This self-sacrificing love unequivocally proclaims, God is good all the time, even at immense cost for our redemption. Jesus' ultimate purpose was to accomplish what Adam lost, to restore humanity's relationship with a good God and re-establish God's good reign on earth, reconciliation with God. Jesus bridged the gap between a holy God and sinful humanity through his perfect sacrifice. This act, born of divine love, underscores God's persistent goodness in seeking his lost creation, drawing us back into the goodness of his presence, establishment of the kingdom. His entire mission was to inaugurate and expand the kingdom of God, a reign of righteousness, peace, and joy. This kingdom embodies God's good will for humanity, ensuring that goodness would ultimately prevail and his people live in harmony with him.
You are good. You always have been. You are good. You always have been. No matter what comes or goes, you are good.
When we affirm God is good all the time, we're not just speaking words. We're declaring a truth fully revealed in the person, work, and mission of Jesus Christ. He is the tangible, living proof of God's unwavering goodness, always working for our ultimate good and his eternal glory. Father, we thank you for revealing your intrinsic goodness through your Son, Jesus. Help us to see and trust in your goodness in every circumstance of our lives, even when we don't understand. May your Spirit empower us to reflect that goodness to others. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.